Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So grab a cup of coffee, maybe a cup of tea, because no reason to go outside right now. We just walked in from out there.
Yeah, stay warm.
It's not looking good out there. So welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. We're live in the studio Saturday morning. You know, when I was in college, I went to school in Fort Collins, Colorado, at Colorado State University. And they used to, in the community, they used to sell these things called Gold C coupon books. Mm-hmm. And if you remember those, or I haven't seen them out here. There might be something like it. But it was just this really thick book, maybe the size of a recipe card, that was full of coupons. Mm-hmm. You know, like buy one ice cream cone, get one free, you know, free pizza, buy one, whatever it was. And they'd break it down to food and services and, you know, tires, whatever it was. So the idea was I'd go around and sell these coupon books. And you could buy it, I think, for like five or maybe $10, something like that, you'd get this coupon book. Well, when you think about it, the reason why you bought that coupon book is you'd open that thing up and you'd look at it and say, man, I can save hundreds of dollars over the course of this year, just eating out at these different restaurants and things like that. And so you sit there and say, okay, I'll spend the $5 to save that $100 over the course of the year. Or if you did something big like got tires, you might save a couple $100. So those are very popular. But it was an interesting business model because we had to buy those coupons as the consumer. And then the businesses that had the coupons in there, it was kind of the same now. They'd go to them and they would sell them the coupon. You had to pay to get the coupon in. Mm-hmm. And the businesses would basically invest that money at that time for future business, right? That's what they wanted. So they'd say, okay, yeah, we'll pay $100 to be in that coupon book. But out of that, we hopefully are going to sell $500 worth of ice cream. And it's kind of a, if you think about it, it's very similar to what we do with insurance. We put money into a plan today. And why? So we can get a discount in the future.
Exactly.
So we can have that savings down the road in the future. And the insurance company is saying, we're going to invest this money, which a lot of people don't realize that most all insurance, whether it's home, auto, long-term care, they're not really making any money that first year just because of the administrative cost and the cost to underwrite and the things to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to actually have to pay agents. They have to pay the underwriters. They have to pay to get medical records. They have to do all that stuff up front. But in the long run, what they're trying to do is say, hey, we're going to invest this money now. And over the long run, we will have these clients. So it's kind of a fascinating situation. I was thinking about these coupons because I haven't seen a Gold C coupon book around. Now we get like the Valpak coupons, right? That's just free to us. And we open them up and we throw them away. But that Gold C coupon book, I mean, you kept that thing.
They were valuable.
That's right. You paid it. And it was like a beat up old Bible at the end of the year, man. You took that thing
it's
everywhere.
Like torn around.
Yeah. And if you were going to go to a movie, there'd be discounts for movie tickets, or you would look it up and then have it broken down. I mean, the things were like 2 inches thick. But we invested some money in that, so you hung on to that. Now it's like the Valpak comes. I don't even look at it, right?
Yeah.
I just like rifle through. There's there one in there for the Thai food. Yeah, I'd pull that out and throw everything else away. I don't worry about it. Another one's going to come in the mail sooner or later. But I think that the reason why I say that is a lot of people come in our office and they're always, you know, we're always struggling with how much long-term care insurance do I need?
Yeah.
Do I need $2,000 a month? Do I need $5,000 a month? Do I need $10,000? And the thing is, we don't know that. But here's kind of what I tell people look at. If you are in a, you know, you go into long-term care and you have a long-term care insurance policy that pays you $7,500 a month. But now you are in a situation where you're spending $10,000 a month, whether it's in a facility or whether you're bringing that home health care in. Well, you got a 75% discount.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a
sure
coupon
did.
That gives you a 75% discount, right? Or if you're like my grandmother had a $2,000 a month policy, which doesn't seem like a lot of money, but her assisted living when she moved in there was $4,000. So that's a 50% discount. It's like having the coupon. I'm going to get 50% off. And so it still protects your assets, right? It's going to extend your assets out twice as long if you have one of those small plans. And so what we're talking about on that is, everybody says, well, if I can't get – in fact, I heard an attorney say this on the radio, and I told you I almost wrecked my car. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that came out of your mouth. He said, if you don't have enough long-term care insurance to pay the full cost of a nursing home, which is like $10,000 a month, then it does no good. Why even have it? It's like, well, number one, most people don't start long-term care at a nursing home. That's usually the end stop. You've been in long-term care for a long, long time.
And if you get long-term care insurance, you generally try to stay out of them.
You stay out of them, right?
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, hey, so what? If I've got a $10,000 a month bill, but I've got a $5,000 a month coupon here, I'm going to use that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's going to protect my assets.
And allow you to have a better quality of life.
Yeah. So a lot of people say things like that. I hear it on the radio and I think, oh my gosh. But I want you to think about that. When we're designing a plan, I tell a lot of people what we're trying to do is get a plan that's comfortable financially today and add to it. I just got a new plan. I had a plan that was paying $6,000 a month with 3% inflation over the years. I've watched things go up. I just started a new plan at $8,000. Now, am I going to need 12? I don't know, but maybe down the road I'll come in, I'll put another secondary plan behind the plan I have. But I know for a fact, if I have $8,000 a month today, I don't care if I have to spend 10, that's an 80% discount. But if I'm only spending 4, I'm only spending 5, I've got 100% of that covered. And so that's really the way that works. And today during the show, what I want to talk a little bit about is how plans actually pay you. Once I go on claim, there's a distinct difference between the two different types of ways you can get paid on a long-term care insurance plan. And one sounds significantly better than the other one on the surface. And we're going to kind of break that down and explain and kind of go through that later in the show. And then we got a great client of the week, and we're going to go over one of these types of plans. And then we got a question of the week from Eric down in Olympia. So stick around for that. But before we get to all that, I want to talk a little bit about some upcoming classes. We've got one this morning.
Yeah, we actually have one today over in Bellevue, starting at 9 o'clock, and then Monday, this coming Monday, tax day, it's going to be at 10 a.m. It's going to be a long-term care planning.
Let's back up there. Monday is tax day. This is a news alert. If you haven't done your taxes, get on it this weekend. Yeah.
I kind of forgot because I got mine done and
yeah.
It's like, geez.
Yeah, so April 15th. So the difference today is our asset-based class. We're going to see a lot of the listeners over there this morning. That kicks off at 9 a.m. We have another long-term care planning class, just our standard long-term care planning class at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. That's the 15th. We still have a few seats available for that. You can sign up at our website. The main difference is on the regular class versus the asset-based class is that on the asset-based class this morning, we're just going to focus on these new asset and hybrid plans. These plans are going to pay us back whether we use them or not. On the regular class, you still learn about those, but we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about some of the traditional plans that have been around since the 1970s and the state partnership program. So that's for somebody that maybe has a smaller estate or maybe needs a smaller bucket of money to pay for care.
Yeah.
So that's the main difference, but you're going to get the book, which is the same book on either class. And so somebody will, in fact, I got a call. Do they need to come to both classes? And no, you don't.
No, you're going to get, it's valuable to come to a class because you're going to get that book and you're going to be able to ask questions. And
yeah. And the gist of it, really what we're talking about is you're going to learn what long-term care pays for, where it pays for care. How do you trigger a claim? How are the claims paid? We're going to talk about all that stuff in both classes. The main difference is the class this morning for that asset-based class. This is for people that are planning on self-insuring. They have built up a nice little nest egg. They have enough savings, whether somebody told you that or whether you just believe that you have enough money, come to one of these asset-based classes because this is where we're going to focus on these plans where I deposit money in and if I don't use it, that money comes back. If I do need it, I can have up to an unlimited lifetime benefit of long-term care coverage, and that's really what the insurance portion is. And so that's the main difference on there. And then the regular class on Monday, we're going to cover all the same stuff. It's just that we're not going to spend as much time on the asset-based plans. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the traditional plans because those plans, there's still a place for those for a lot of people. So again, 525longtermcare.com. And then we have another class coming up on the 25th.
Yeah, and I'm going to get that up on the website later today. So keep your eye out for that. And then we have it booked out for May as well. So we'll get those events up on the website.
Yeah, so the class on the 25th, that's a Thursday, if I remember correctly, and that's going to be a 10 a.m. start as well, too. So another midweek class, and then we'll have some more weekend classes as well, too, so you can join there. So we're going to head into our first break here, and when we come back, let's spend a little bit of time talking about how these long-term care plans pay us back once we're on claim. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up. Very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on May 1st.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class May 1st at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
So thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this morning. We are live in the studio, and we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about how a long-term care insurance plan pays you back once you go on claim. You're going to trigger a policy through either a physical impairment or a cognitive impairment. And that's standard regardless of all the policies that are sold today. They're comprehensive plans, and the IRS has basically just come back in with what they call the 7702B rider, which is the true long-term care rider, which makes these payments tax-free as long as they follow certain rules. And triggering is one of them. And so we know that cognitive impairment or the inability to perform 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. That's what we do every day when you think about it. It's the technical terms are called transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. So, you know, we get out of bed, we go to the bathroom, take a shower, we get dressed, make something to eat, and we try to get to the bathroom on time when we need one. So that's just what we do. So when you can't perform 2 of those activities by yourself, that's called a physical impairment. So think of a stroke victim. They're going to might hit all 6 of them right off of the bat. And then the other issue is what happens if you're diagnosed with some kind of dementia, an Alzheimer's, severe memory loss, Parkinson's disease, you need standby assistance.
And that is much more common these days.
Yeah, because it's a safety issue. That's going to be the other way you trigger your plan. So that means now the plan's on, right? The house is caught on fire.
And it's important to know that your doctor is the one that determines this, not the insurance company.
It's a valid point. It's a very important point. That's exactly right. The insurance company is, it's the same with your car. They don't tell you when you wrecked your car. Mm-hmm. You turn in the police report. Oh, yeah, I got smashed. And they're like, okay, we'll send somebody out to take care of it. It's the same way with long-term care insurance. Oh, yeah, I'm in a care situation. Here's my plan of care, or here's, you know, the doctor's notes or whatever it is. And that's what triggers that plan. So once I turn on my insurance plan, the insurance plan, there's two distinct ways that an insurance company will pay out. And it's going to be dependent on that particular insurance policy. So you don't get to choose with the same company. The company A is either going to pay in a reimbursement method, and company B may pay what they call a cash or an indemnity method. So those are the two different ways, reimbursement versus cash.
And you decide that when you're setting up your plan.
That's right. You're going to pick the company that has – now, there's only a couple companies that have cash plans out there that are available. But here's – let's just talk about the distinct differences between the two. This is the way the vast majority of plans work, and they're called reimbursement. And what that means is if I go on claim, so I've turned on my policy. I have those caregivers coming into my home. And so they're coming into my home, and at the end of the month, they are going to send in a – bill. They're going to give me a copy of the bill of what I owe them, and they're going to send a copy of that bill to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to go down through that bill and make sure that those are legitimate charges, meaning, yes, they'll pay for light housekeeping, they'll pay for meal prep, they'll pay for transferring, bathing, all the legitimate charges that they can pay for. And they're going to reimburse you up to that amount. Now, the caregivers are going to know what those charges are. So the caregivers aren't going to be charging you for mowing the lawn because they know they're not going to get reimbursed for that. So they're going to be that you're not going to have to worry about that. They're going to know because that's just those are standard charges that they'll cover. So they send this bill in for care to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to verify that, and they're going to send the money back to either you or they're going to send it to the care providers. Or if you're in a facility, they can send it directly to the facility, or they can send it to your power of attorney if you have a power of attorney that's managing your claim. Mm-hmm. You're in complete charge of that. The difference is on this reimbursement is by the act of the insurance company actually taking that statement every month and checking it and then sending the check out, that eliminates all of the accountability for you. You do not have to do the record keeping. You do not have to keep track of what you're spending that money on. That's already been done. So at the end of the year, every insurance company has to send out what they call a 1099 LTC. That's like a 1099-R is money that we're pulling out of our retirement accounts. A 1099-I shows the total amount of money that we're pulling, we're getting out of interest, out of a bank account. So 1099 LTC is just the total amount of money that we got out of that insurance company that year. We don't claim that as income. It's just that the insurance company keeps track of that. And that will come into play later down the road if I have a state partnership program or something like that. But for me, I get that 1099 LTC at the end of the year. If it's marked reimbursement, I'm done. I don't do anything. My accountant doesn't have to do anything. My family doesn't have to do anything. I'm good to go. So there's an audit trail with a reimbursement plan. That means that that money that comes back to you, there's some kind of audit trail. They can see where the money was spent. They know what was going on. You're done. You're free to go.
They know it was qualified.
Yeah. And reimbursement plans also come with two distinct advantages that I just love, the case managers and the claim specialist. And so that means as long as I'm getting that plan is turned on, they're getting those bills, someone's looking at your account every month. That claim specialist isn't there to try to limit your money. This isn't like medical insurance where they say, oh, no, you can only have a one bedroom in the assisted living.
And they're also not limiting where you can get your care or who you can get your care from as long as they're licensed. They're not saying, oh, well, this care provider is $25 an hour and this one's $35. You can only have the lower one.
That's right. That's a valid point. They don't do any of that. All they're looking at is they're looking at your plan. And if your plan says they'll reimburse up to $10,000 a month, all they're doing is looking at the charges, making sure that they're legitimate charges and they match it up with the plan of care. And that can help you in a lot of ways. Because let's say that you're supposed to have 4 hours of physical therapy a week, like my grandmother did when she started out in her home. And they're looking at this plan of care and saying, okay, you only bill them for 2 hours of physical therapy. What's going on? Did the plan of care change? Is she getting the level of care that she needs, right? So that's one thing. That's your advocate. On the other side of the equation, they're going to look at that and say, why are you billing for 16 hours of meal preparation? Are you really spending 16 hours prepping meals in a week for this person versus last week it was only 6 hours? And so they're looking for fraud in that for you to try to preserve those dollars for you. Because remember, if you've got a long-term care plan and it pays $10,000 a month, the money that you don't spend that month stays in your policy for to use at a future date.
Mm-hmm.
So the claims managers and the claims specialists and the case managers are a benefit to you and your family. They're a huge benefit. And they also will sit there and navigate the paperwork for like Medicare.
Oh, it's right? Huge. Yeah.
I'm going to the hospital. I'm sick. I'm out of the assisted living facility for a week. I come back. You're getting all these charges for the hospital and everything. They're going to look at that because long-term care will pay for some of those charges. But by law, Medicare has to pay for they have a responsibility. So they're going to make sure that Medicare pays for the charges that they're supposed to and save your money again. So those are all the benefits of the pros of the reimbursement type of plan. Now, the biggest con to a reimbursement plan that people see is I can't pay a family member directly to take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go out and get licensed. They have to become a licensed healthcare worker in the state of Washington. That's a course that you can go do. And the reason for that is what we have to do is on a reimbursement plan, we've got to use a licensed professional. Part of this is to make sure you're getting the skill you need. That doesn't, or the help you need from a skilled person. It doesn't mean that your family member can't provide that. It's just that if your family member is providing that, you have to understand this $6,000 a month that you have in your plan that's coming back and you're using to pay for your family member's working for that money, that becomes income to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the biggest things now. That's the reimbursement thing, because remember, the money comes to you tax-free, but when you're paying somebody like a care service, that's income to the care service. When you're paying that to the assisted living, that's income to the assisted living company, right? So it would be the same for your family member. So reimbursement means they're going to look at your bill every month. They're going to reimburse you for that money. Now, we got to be careful because some plans that are still lingering and a lot of the traditional plans that are out there are what they call a daily reimbursement. So they look at every single day, meaning if I have $200 a day in my plan or $6,000 a month, and I spend $250 today, that means at the end of the month, I'm responsible for $50. Today, Saturday, I spent $250. My plan only reimburses me up to $200. Even if tomorrow I only spend $100, that just means the other $100 that I could have spent just stays in my bucket for me to use. So daily reimbursement plans, that's the way my grandmothers were. They're a little bit more difficult, especially when I'm at home. You got to make sure that you're not jamming all your services in on 2 or 3 days a week that are more than what your benefit is. You need to spread them out. But most of the plans are monthly. That gives us a lot more flexibility. And once I move to a facility or a nursing home or adult family home, the daily benefit becomes moot. It just doesn't matter because they're just looking at the full month at that point. Now, the second way that I can get paid if I have a long-term care insurance plan is called cash or indemnity. This simply means if I have that same $6,000 a month benefit, when I go on claim, they're going to verify the claim, and then I'm going to start receiving a check for $6,000 every single month. It does not matter if I'm spending $3,000, $5,000, $8,000. I'm going to get my check for $6,000. Now, that sounds really great, right? The pros about this, the pros on the cash bin is, number one, there's no audit trail. They just send you the money, right? Number two, as long as you're receiving that money under the per diem limit, which the IRS sets every year, it's currently $370 a day, so a little over $11,000 a month. As long as I'm receiving under $11,000 a month, I don't really have to worry about it. I'm under the per diem limit. If I'm spending more than $11,000 a month or my plan is paying me $15,000 a month in cash, now I've got to make sure that I keep good record keeping of everything that I'm spending my money on. So the pros are, I can pay a family member with this. There's no audit trail. That cash is just coming into me. I can use it for whatever I want. As long as I'm under that per diem limit, there's really not a lot of issues to worry about. However, the cons on it, the number one con on a cash deal, no audit trail.
Mm-hmm.
So think about this. How can it be a pro and a con? Well, the biggest reason why it's a con is because who's really managing your finances? I've got a plan that's paying me $10,000 a month for, say, 5 years. I only need $5,000 a month. So that plan would last me maybe 10 years, but I need $5,000 a month. I'm getting 10. Where's that money getting spent?
Mm-hmm.
Who's got the power of attorney? Are the kids borrowing that money to make a car payment or go on vacation that month or buy a TV because they know next month another $10,000 is going to show up? And there is a tremendous amount of fraud in these cash plans, these indemnity plans.
That's why they kind of went away, you know.
One of the big reasons why most of the companies got away from them, they just found a tremendous amount of fraud on them. Number two, the problem with the cash plans that I really see out there is that the record keeping, although if you're under the per diem limit, supposedly you're not supposed to have to worry too much about it, but you still have to keep a running list of your charges. Because if you get audited, the IRS is going to come in and say, okay, you've been receiving, you know, this $10,000 or $15,000 a month tax-free. Where were you spending on it? And if you're saying, well, I'm paying my family member to provide care, they're like, well, what kind of care were they providing? It's like, well, they were here every day. They lived with me around the clock. You could maybe argue that. But if you can't really come up with it and you're spending all this money, you get audited, that means they're going to come back in and they're going to say, you have to claim this money as income and pay taxes on it. Mm-hmm. You can only take the money tax-free that you're actually using for legitimate long-term care costs. So when you get your 1099 at the end of the year, 1099 LTC, it's marked per diem as opposed to reimbursement. If it's marked per diem, that means you have to go in and verify the charges that you spent. You have to keep track. You have to be able to come in and say, yes, here's the $8,000 a month that I was spending. This is the caregiver. These are the receipts from them. And you have to have that in case you get audited. So there's a lot more of a paper trail to the cash side. The cash sounds very, it sounds almost sexy up front, right? I'm getting this check. I can do whatever I want with it. But there's, I don't like the cash. I'll be honest with you. I think if you have a family member that's dedicated to you, that's a lot younger, like a son or a daughter, that's great. You're living in the mother-in-law. The cash plan might make a lot of sense. It might make a lot of sense if I have a spouse that I can't get insured, because now if I go on claim, I can have that cash to take care of both of us. Or it might make sense if I have a special needs adult child, because again, if I have that cash, then I can go and use that cash to hire somebody to take care of all of us. So there are some places for it. The difference is the cash plans are going to be limited. So we've got reimbursement, we've got cash. Those are the two distinct ways these plans are paid out. The vast majority are going to be reimbursement. We're very limited. We have two companies that will actually give us a cash indemnity benefit right now for the entire policy. We have some that will give us part of that monthly payment in cash, but that's the way you're going to get paid out. So we're going to head into our second break here real quick. And when we come back, I want to show you a client of the week and how we set up a cash reimbursement plan and why we did it. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on May 1st.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trusts, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class May 1st at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian Ott at 1-888-973-5476 or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. And again, we have a class this morning kicking off at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue. So we're going to see a lot of the listeners there, which is exciting. And then we have another class on Monday, April the 15th, tax day at 10 a.m. So come in and spend some time with us on that as well, too. We still have a few seats available for that. You can sign up for all our classes at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And we'll have our next class. We have one coming up April 25th on a Thursday. We'll get that up on our website here pretty soon as well, too. So you can sign up for that. And again, the classes are free. It's just an extension of what we do here on the radio. But the best part about the classes, the reason why we want you to come to one of these is because you're going to be able to wrap your mind around the basics of long-term care planning. You're going to get those questions answered, and you're going to learn a lot more from the questions that the other people are setting in that classroom are asking.
Exactly. I mean, it's like the question of the weeks that we read on here, but a bunch of them.
Yeah, so yeah, which is just fantastic. So again, 525longtermcare.com. This part of the show, we always like to do a client of the week, and this is how we designed a plan. And again, when we talk about that, we're designing a plan for you. Long-term care insurance is not like buying a box of cereal or buying a car. You just don't go down and pick one out and take it home. Now, some people sell it that way. We don't. We're actually going to design a plan for you based on your family structure, based on your finances, based on what you're trying to accomplish, based on your health. And we're going to put all that stuff together, and we're going to come up with a plan that really is designed to work with you. And we spent today talking a little bit about how a plan pays out, reimbursement, which is really the standard way. That's the vast majority. That's about 90% of the plans out there now are reimbursement. And then we talked about the cash or the indemnity type of plan. That's where you just get a check every month and you can use that money. There are still a few of those out there. We don't place a lot of those, but there is a niche market for those. There is a need for those where I do like them. And the client of the week, Donna, who is 60, she fit that bill this week. And this is, I'm going to show you kind of what we did. Donna, again, she's 60 years old. She's single. She wanted to put a plan in place that gave her the freedom to pay family members because she was currently planning on moving in with her daughter and her son-in-law. They had basically a mother-in-law on the property.
Separate unit.
Yeah, and so she was going to live there, and this is very common. We have several clients that live in this type of situation where the family still lives together. She was very close to her daughter. So she said, that's my goal. Ideally, I want to live with them. I want to be able to maybe pay them if I need care, if I need the help, because my daughter said she will provide the help. But she said, also, what I'm worried about is what if I get to a point where my daughter just can't manage that care, or I want to move into an assisted living or an adult family home, or she's like, what if I lose all my memory and I need to go to a memory place? Because she goes, I don't want to be there with the family, the grandkids, if I'm just don't have any memory and I'm just a burden. So I want to be able to pay for that as well, too. So she really wanted to cover all of her bases with a long-term care plan, which is very understandable. Now, most people don't have that resource as far as the family that can give up their life to take care of them. Right? Mm-hmm. They might think they do, but when push comes to shove, they really don't. She had that. So we said, okay, let's look at a cash indemnity type of plan, because what this means is that when you turn this plan on, you're going to get that check. You can use that money to pay your family members. You can negotiate what you're going to contribute to them. It can be the whole monthly benefit. It can be part of it. It doesn't matter, but you're going to get that check every month for the full amount. And also, if you go to any other type of facility or you move out, it doesn't matter. That long-term care policy is going to pay you. As long as you're receiving long-term care services, you're getting your check.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they verify. They just come in and verify that you're still in a long-term care situation. You're going to get your check. So she thought that was a really good idea. And so what we did is we went into her and she looked at it and she said, you know, I also, it was kind of funny, she goes, really when it comes down to it too, she goes, I really want to make sure that what if I don't use it? I don't want to throw my money down the drain. And I was like, well, lucky for you, because the two cash reimbursement plans are basically asset-based or what we call hybrid plans. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some value to that. And so we looked at her finances and she had really good income. She had pension and Social Security and she was very comfortable there. She didn't have a ton of savings. I mean, not enough that I felt comfortable just taking a lump sum out of. She could have done that, but I was like, yeah, why don't we just pay this over time on a guaranteed level payments? And so that's what we did. We set up a plan for her and we basically set it up for 15 payments, which means over 15 years, she'll get one payment. She'll get a bill every year for 15 years. So she'll have the one payment. That payment's going to be $9,948. So just a little under $10,000, meaning over 15 years, she will have deposited $143,218 into the plan. Now, I say deposited because at the end of that 15 years, if she cancels her plans, she has $143,218 of cash value in it. She'll get all of her money back, 100% of her premium. If she dies, she's going to get $143,000 back tax-free to the estate. So that money is always there. However, what we did is we set up a long-term care benefit plan that's going to pay her a starting benefit of $5,000 a month. That means today. Mm-hmm. I go on claim, I get $5,000 or $60,000 a year of cash. And we put a 3% inflation rider on it. She was very healthy. She's only 60 years old. And so if we look at this plan, we go out and we say, well, now what happens at age 80? Now she has $8,700 a month or a total long-term care coverage of $680,000 of cash. Folks, these plans, like my grandmother went right through her plan in 4 years at 5 years. And so mm-hmm. for women, there's a really good chance if you make it a year, you're probably going to be 4, 5, 6 years in a long-term care situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's on a physical impairment. If it's a cognitive impairment, it could even stretch out longer. The nice thing about these cash plans is it just turns on, you get that check. A good friend of mine out in Colorado, his mother was receiving almost $9,000 a month on a cash plan. They were only spending $7,000 for her. She was in a special memory home, like a small adult family home. They were only spending $7,000 for her care. They were getting a check for $9,000. They got to deposit the money in the bank. It was their money. So that's what these plans do. You can get away with maybe a little bit smaller benefit to start, maybe $5,000 versus $6,000 or $7,000 starting because it's cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go hire somebody. So instead of paying, you know, one of the licensed care agencies to come into your home, you can go down and hire somebody from your church if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can go hire somebody at nursing school. You can do whatever you want. You can make your special arrangements because you have that cash benefit. So the policy is going to last her a minimum of 6 years. And that just simply says if she pulls out the maximum amount, she pulls out that maximum amount every month, it's going to last 6 years. And so we go out, let's go 25 years out. Now she's all of a sudden, she's 84 years old. She's going to have $788,000 of long-term care insurance that's going to pay her over $10,000 a month in cash. And this was all off of a $143,000 deposit. And folks, what's really wonderful about this plan is at the end of this, she can use every single dollar out of mm-hmm. her long-term care plan. She's going to die. There's still a guaranteed minimum death benefit return to the estate of $10,000. So call that a funeral fund, so to speak. It just makes sure that her family will have money there for her final wishes, whatever it is. And that's going to come regardless whether she uses all of her long-term care or not. So a very unique policy, cash. It gives her the flexibility. She can use this policy to – she can have the money paid to her. She can have the money paid to her family. She can have the money paid to her power of attorney. If she moves to an assisted living facility, the money can go right there. It's a growing benefit by 3% every year. And she did it over 15 guaranteed level payments. These payments will never change. And if she cancels the plan down the road, you know, and like I say, let's go out 15 years down the road, right? So she's 65 and Bernie Sanders Jr. is elected at this point right now. And everything's not only free, it's like we're getting, you know, free income and all this stuff. And you don't need any of this stuff. Well, she can cancel her plan and get her money back. And so that's what I really like about these plans. The only downside to these plans that I look at is on the cash plan is, you really have to trust the people that are going to be providing the care for you. Because mm-hmm. if you have a cognitive issue and you can't manage your finances, she's getting $10,000 a month down the road here. So you're saying, okay, now she's 84 years old. She's getting $10,000 a month. Who's spending that money? Are they just mm-hmm. locking mom up in the back bedroom and spending the $10,000, or are they actually providing the care that she needs? You just got to understand that you have to trust those people to do that. Because again, the claims management on this, they're not coming in and looking at mm-hmm. bills. They're just simply sending you a check every month. They're just going to make sure that you're still receiving care. So that's how we set up one of these cash plans versus a reimbursement. There's still a very, there's a lot of people that can use these. And I really, if you have that spouse that can't get insured, I like to look at these. And again, if I have an adult special needs child, because imagine that if I have a, if I'm at home and I turn on a policy and it's reimbursement, I have $10,000 a month and they're saying, well, you can spend $6,000 on you, but we're not going to take care of the adult son. That's not what the long-term care insurance is for. But if I have a cash plan, they're just going to give you that cash. You can hire the services to come in and take care of the whole family if you need mm-hmm. to. So very powerful. We're going to head into our final break here. And when we come back, I've got a question of the week from Eric down in Olympia. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Look, I know how complicated planning your retirement can be, but you not knowing all your options can be costly. John Curley here with my friend and attorney, Rick Gregorick, your host of Your Partner in Law. Rick, tell everyone what they'll learn at your next class on May 1st.
We teach individuals and families the ins and outs of estate and elder law planning. At this event, you'll learn how to develop your wills, trust, powers of attorney, health care directives, tax planning, senior housing, IRA investments, and much, much more.
Boy, you cover it all.
We sure do, John. At this event, I'll be covering all of the important aspects of estate and elder law planning so that you can protect yourself and your family. Our goal is your peace of mind.
Don't put it off. Be proactive and have a plan and peace of mind. Start by attending Rick's class May 1st at 7 o'clock in Bellevue. Now, seating is limited, so make your reservation now. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Register at yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything, and it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. Yeah. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you.
Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. We are live in the studio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our case manager.
Good morning.
Yes, we've got a class this morning over in Bellevue, an asset-based class at 9 o'clock. So we're going to see quite a few of you over there, which is exciting. We always love those classes. Our next class is Monday morning at 10 a.m. So if you've got Monday off, tax day, come see us. We'll go over some of the same stuff, only we're going to spend a little. Classes are a little bit different than today. The basic class just going to touch a little bit about traditional plans and the state partnership plan. And then we're going to put another, we'll get another one up maybe even today. We'll get the next one up for the 25th of April, which is a Thursday at 10 a.m. as well, too. And those are the classes. You can sign up for those on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Right there on the homepage, you're going to see upcoming events. And on that homepage, you're going to see the Cairo logo. You're also going to see the access to our, we have a second radio show on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. You can get access to that. You can get the podcasts. And Madeline has a start here button, which will kind of walk you through, like, where do you start? Just learning the basics.
And it kind of, it's good for people who can't make it to a class or that have come to a class and just want to kind of refresh.
Mm-hmm.
The start here really just takes you through, I mean, everything that we talk about in the classes,
yeah.
All the basics.
And then under the upcoming events is our long-term care radio question of the week. And this is a chance for you to send us a question. And we love these. So shoot it over to us. We're going to pick through those and we'll pick one that's appropriate for the show and read it on the air. And this week, our question comes from Eric down in Olympia. And Eric asked a real straightforward question. How do I know if I'm choosing the best company? And I just, you know, I had to pull this one up because this is, Eric, this is the reason why I am in this business. My father died in 2006 from an accident and we dodged a bullet. He broke his neck and if he would have lived, he would have been basically paralyzed. And we didn't have long-term care insurance. My mom, they had life insurance, but they didn't have long-term care insurance. So once I realized and learned about what that would have done, I said, man, I want to get a plan for my mom. I want to get a good plan, get it put in place. And so I went out and I started looking at long-term care insurance plans. And, you know, this is back in 2000. There were a lot more options, especially on the traditional side. But I would go home and I would start reading about the companies and I would start seeing what I could find. And the stock companies are easy because I could go to like Genworth or John Hancock or Prudential and I could just look up their shareholder minutes and I would pick through those and read and find out, look, nah, they're talking about long-term care division and they're not telling their shareholders the same thing that they're telling their clients and their agents, right? They're telling them that we're going to continue to seek rate increases. We're going to continue to tighten underwriting standards, blah, blah, blah. So I got really frustrated at some of the policies that these agents were trying to sell me. And that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to sell me. They were trying to tell me this is what I needed. So I went in and I got my license and I went in it from the inside and I became certified in long-term care. And I've just made it my my career, basically, because I wanted to make sure that I got the best policy put in place for my mom.
With the best company.
With the best company. And so I'm going to tell you, Eric, one of the things that I always look at right off of the bat when I'm looking at any kind of insurance is I look at how is the company organized. Is it a mutual company or is it a stock company? Meaning Microsoft is a stock company. Google is a stock company. Amazon is a stock company. Their number one responsibility is to grow revenues to increase that stock price, right? We as the general public can go out and buy a share of that and become owners of that company, so to speak, and share in the profits. That's what a stockholder does. So stock companies always have that pressure to increase profits. And I look at that in insurance companies, they're no different. They have to increase profits. So right off of the bat, if you think about it, what happens? If I pay a claim, that takes a dollar out of profitability. So that's why you're seeing a lot of these companies, you know, everybody thinks insurance companies have it figured out. They know how to take your money, but they also know how to not avoid giving it back to you when you need it, right? I wrecked my car and they're going to go through, or your car gets broken into. Well, that's not covered because it was on a Wednesday and it was parked on an avenue instead of a street. You know, you're reading the fine print and you just get frustrated. So you have to look at how that company is structured, stock versus mutual. A mutual company means it's mutually owned by the clients. They don't pay dividends out to shareholders, to Wall Street. They're paying them back to the clients. So like a whole life policy, for instance, or even State Farm's a mutual company. They used to pay dividends out on your car insurance. So you're spending $600 a year and you might get a check back for $38 at the end of the year. That was a dividend. That was a return of excess profits that State Farm would give out. They no longer do that because they got Aaron Rodgers speaking for them. That's why I'm not with them anymore. But that's the way a mutual company works. So we generally want to work with a mutual company, especially something as important as long-term care insurance or life insurance, which is going to be, it could be 30, 40 years down the road before we're actually triggering this policy. So we want one of these companies that have been around for 100, 120 years, 140 years. They have a really good, solid A-plus rating, and they're mutually owned, which means you own them. The profits are held for you, the clients. The services, what they generally do, are they're going to take some of that money that the stock companies have to pay out to Wall Street. Instead, the mutual companies, they improve their services. They have better, they have the concierge service. They hire more people. They're just a better all-around company for you. And generally, you're going to get more services, you're going to get better claims, and it's just a better company for insurance. Mm-hmm. That's my personal take. This isn't written in stone. I'm not saying that if you have insurance with a stock company, they're not going to pay. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I'm saying is what we want to look at is look at the track history, look at the records, look at the complaints filed with the insurance commissioners. That's another thing that you can do, Eric. You can go to every state's going to have an insurance commissioner. So you can go to the Washington State Insurance Commissioner and you can look up a company like Genworth and you can say, okay, I want to see what their complaints are filed against them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read those complaints and you can see what they're doing.
Yeah. And most of the time you can look up like rate increase history and stuff like that.
That's a valid point too, right? And that's exactly what I did. I when I started looking at plans for my mom, I said, holy cow, this company has raised rates multiple times. And so what they're doing is they're lowballing the new people. They're coming in saying, oh, we're the lowest price. But then 5 years into the contract, they're going to start raising your rates.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot to take into. And I appreciate this question so much because I'm a firm believer you have to be your own advocate. I just had a client in this week and we sat down and we were looking at four different companies. He says, so is there an incentive for you to sell one over the other one? And I pointed to one. I said, absolutely. This company right here will pay me almost twice as much if I sell this policy to you than this company. He said, but you're recommending the other company that doesn't pay you much. I go, that's right, because it's the better policy and it's the policy that I have. And here's an example of the policy, right? Here's mm-hmm. here's my policy right here. And he was, you know, because he said, it's like, look, I'm skeptical. I don't want to be sold something. I said, absolutely. And so there's a lot of these programs out there that I look at and I say, I know. Same with annuities, same with insurance, same with all these programs out there. I know the reason why they're getting sold is because they will pay, that insurance company will pay more money to the agent or to the company for selling that product. And so you really have to take all of that in. You'll never know that, right? So what you have to look at is, why are you only offering me this one company? And mm-hmm. so that's what we really try to do is come in and say, look, these are the five companies that would probably work for you. This is why this company is better. This is why this is going to be a better value for you for the same dollar that you're putting into the plan. And that's really what we're trying to do out there. And there's a lot of companies that still do that. I see that on the traditional and I always laugh because mm-hmm. they'll be like, oh, bonus sales thing this month. If you send X amount of application in, we'll send you, you know, a free stuffed animal and a balloon or something, whatever it is. And it's like, no, that's not what we do. We are completely independent. We are not beholden to a company. And the other thing, Eric, to remember is that a lot of agents are what they call captive agents. That means yeah. they sell that product only for that insurance company. They're not an independent company. And so we come at it completely different. And we always tell people when you're looking at our plan, don't take my word for it. Here's where you can go research this company. Go look up this company, find out what you see. And I actually had a professor, Don, from CSU. He was a professor when I was in college there, and he's a client of ours. And he said, yeah, I went and I did all this research, and you're right, this is a great company. So, but hey, I appreciate that question. If you have a question for us, just go to 525longtermcare.com, and you can send one in there. Again, sign up for our upcoming classes Monday the 15th, and then we're going to have another one on there the 25th of April. That's a Thursday at 10 a.m. All that information, including our podcast of radio shows, is on the website. 525longtermcare.com. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188.
For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.